who was there this morning?
Look, this morning there were about 30, mainly business people from around the Esperance region. Certainly some prominent business owners in their own right, but also, of course, the port, the Chamber of Commerce, those kind of representative groups as well.
So what was the general feeling this morning?
Look, the general feeling as a member for the agricultural region, Wendy Duncan addressed the group, was that this was a meeting and obviously a budget where they could really celebrate some great funding initiatives for certainly the Esperance region, and some that have been a long time coming as well.
Are you able to outline for us some of the projects that got money?
Absolutely. Some of the big projects that got money, we just heard from Dr. Graham Jacobs. Obviously, the hospital got a nice big chunk of funding there. But two other projects that certainly were high on the agenda for people in the Esperance region was, of course, the residential college and some funding for the port access corridor. So it's a little bit difficult to say exactly how much is going to go to each because, of course, there's quite a bit to go through, but it looks like at this stage there's about $2 million for planning for the transport corridor that will be this year, another $2.1 million to go towards it, so about $5 million all up for the port transport corridor, and then there's of course a nice big chunk of money for the residential college as well, which as I've spoken to Peter Jarzabek from the residential college, he said it will go towards 24 single rooms and ablution blocks, improved disabled access, 4 new staff houses, an upgrade to student recreational and dining facilities, ceiling replacements, kitchen and stores upgrade, as well as a new public access road as well. So certainly some good news there for a building that's about 40 years old and a long time coming.
So college expansion, can you elaborate on that and maybe use for private school now too? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Chamber here in Esperance did a survey a couple of months ago asking the community to identify the 5 things that they really wanted. And out of this budget, basically, 3 of those 5 have now been funded. We're talking the hospital, the residential college, the port access, and one of the others, the tanker jetty, has actually been funded by local government. And among that, there was some question as to maybe if now that the college will be expanding, and of course the college also secured $1.6 million from the Country High School Hostels Authority last year, which will allow for an extra 12 rooms to be built. But now that this expansion project is underway, there is scope to perhaps look at the college maybe not just being used for Esperance Senior High School, but also for alternate uses. We now, of course, have a private secondary college in Esperance as well, and Wendy Duncan says it's something that the government is going to look at this year, and that's a broad ranging statewide look as well. WASM, for example, WA School of Mines in Kalgoorlie, maybe looking at the accommodation they use and accommodation that apprentices in Kalgoorlie need as well, but obviously that first priority is to get the residential college here in Esperance up to scratch.
Okay, and of course, Tara, with every budget things get funded, some things don't. Is there any concern that some of the projects traditionally funded by the government outright are now having to rely on royalties for regions money?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a question that some people did raise. Obviously, the money that is now going to the residential college, quite significant, I think it's about $13 million worth, is being funded by royalties for regions, which is great in its own right. But traditionally, before royalties for regions, it would have been funded by the either education or housing portfolios. And there is some concern that now these groups and these projects that do need the money are having to fall to those programs. Wendy Duncan did say, you know, obviously it's great that this stuff is being done, but it's also an opportunity to match dollar for dollar. And there was some concern out there, but I think most people in the community are just happy that it's finally getting some funding.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Tara.